Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Naya. How may I help you?
Hi, Naya. I'm calling for two reasons. One, I just recently had a conversation with one of your customer service representatives to ensure that no account is created for me and that a refund was to be processed. And I need you to just review everything with me. My name is Sharon Brown Wilkinson.
And your address? And
my address is 2630 Orchid, O-R-C-H-I-D Avenue in North Charleston, South Carolina. And the zip code is 29405.
Okay, so did they tell you what the charge was for and where it came from?
No, actually, I was online and expecting that I was supposed to be paying a $2 mailing fee, shipping fee on a Wolf oven. And then to find out that I was buying into some meal plan situation, which is totally fraud, and not having the opportunity to opt out and say, no, I wasn't interested in that. I go to proceed thinking that there should be a $2 charge to show that there was a $59 charge that this was for, and didn't even give me like a thank you, here's a receipt of it. I actually had to call, I went to my bank just now to find out that that charge actually was $59, and then trying to persuade me to stay into something that I didn't even opt into the first place. So I'm really disappointed in this because it's just so filled with scams. Then to be followed up with a telephone call on saying that I've gotten these items, the same items that your customer service representative just told me about, the iPad, the this and this, and I was going to be charged $1,500 for said item. And I want to ensure that my credit card number is not in your system, that there is no charges, and that a full refund is had.
Okay, so as far as all that, we never actually have your full credit card information. So we would never have your full card information anyways for security reasons. But this account was already canceled from when you already called today, and you was also refunded from when you called today.
No, it hasn't been refunded yet. I checked my bank, and
it has.
I just checked before calling to you guys, and it clearly states that it's still processing as of a negative, not as a plus.
Okay, ma'am, this was a today charge, so it will take a few hours to actually go back into your account. But this has already been canceled, but since it was a today charge, it has been voided.
Okay.
So it's going to take a few hours to even hit back into your account.
Okay. Okay.
Or if not that, it normally takes 3 to 5 business days, but you have already been canceled out and that charge was voided back into your account.
Okay. Okay. Because this is just, it just seems so strange. I wouldn't have called back generally if I had not received that additional call talking about the same things that I had just spoken with your other customer service representative about.
Mm-hmm.
So it just prompted to send off the alarms. And I don't, I'm getting ready to leave town. I don't have time to wait for a new card to come back in because, now some fraud actions is going to be happening all over my account.
Yeah, I understand. But you have been canceled in this account. You have been voided. That chargeback in your account is canceled out.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that so much. And your name again, you said Maya, right?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Maya. Thank you so much and have a great rest of the day.
You too. Thank you for calling customer service.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.